Sundry, a town councillor, sought to further amend the municipality's updated chief administrative officer bylaw to include under a section about accountability a reference of reporting all financial, legal, and any matter that may be of interest to council on a regular basis. The matter came up on March 25 during a regular meeting when council discussed the amended bylaw that was last revised about 5 years ago. In a preamble to council, Linda Nelson, chief administrative officer, said the proposed bylaw had been drafted by the municipality's legal counsel to ensure compliance with existing legislation and to reflect the requirements and responsibilities for a SOW as per the Municipal Government Act and other regulations. Among the bylaw's updates was the section pertaining to financial powers and functions, which for example include tax arrears agreements. Everything to do with a tax arrears agreement is legislated under the Municipal Government Act, including dates, timing, etc., said Nelson. We do currently bring those before council, she added. To preserve the reputation and the actual property that this is related to, it is done in other municipalities where a SOW actually does enter into those agreements, she said, adding the process is heavily legislated and cannot be deviated from. Count. Jamie Marr, who after making a motion to rescind the dated bylaw moved first reading on the updated version, said regularly reviewing the living document is important. It is also important for our community to realize that we have a SOW bylaw and that we as council are mandated by the MGA with things that we can do and things that we can't do, said Marr. Our SOW is legislated to do things on the organization's behalf, she said. The councillor went on to suggest including one more amendment. Just listening to our community, I feel like there's a few people that worry that council is mere puppets. I think is the word I've heard, and we're run by the SOW, she said. I think it's very important for the community to realize that we dictate and we direct our SOW through bylaw. That being said, Marr sought her council colleagues' support in adding another bullet point under the section about accountability. I think it is a bit redundant myself, she said. But just so that everyone in the community can see and realize that the SOW shall report all financial, legal, and any matter that may be of interest to council on a regular basis. How do we define what's of interest to council? Asked Count. Todd Dahlke. Everything is of interest to council, said Marr, adding that's where it gets a redundant. Because what is of interest to council, we have laid out in bylaws and policies, and we get reports quarterly and monthly from the department's heads and our SOW. So, at no point in time would I argue that council is unaware of anything that's happening in this organization, she said. Dahlke also sought further clarification with respect to a section about legal matters in a hypothetical situation wherein the municipality received a court-ordered settlement following, for example, a slip and fall. A slip and fall would typically be insured or a judgment, said Chris Albert, Director of Corporate Service, adding the sections referred specifically to uninsured claims that would be settled in court. Council would still be notified, as they need to be reflected on financial statements, said Albert. Mayor Richard Warnock wanted to note for the record that the first SOW bylaw had been drafted internally. And it was a decision to have this bylaw drafted by legal counsel so that we made sure we had the T's crossed and the I's dotted, he said.